Good morning. High pressure brought us clear skies and light winds overnight, allowing temperatures to drop off into the upper 30s and lower 40s across the region again. But we are already seeing temperatures climbing back through the 40s and into the 50s, and we'll continue that climb with abundant sunshine today through the 60s and into the lower to mid 70s on average for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will continue to provide us with the sunshine today and a clear start to the night tonight. However, a system approaching from the Midwest will arrive starting tomorrow with some clouds and even some scattered showers by the end of the day. With the clouds already moving in tonight, temperatures not nearly as cool and averaging in the upper 40s and lower 50s for overnight lows with mainly dry weather. And then tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies will be in the lower 70s. Showers will threaten the Mohawk Valley and Western Catskills, especially by the end of the day tomorrow. Then the rest of the region will have a higher chance of showers around on Thursday, maybe even a thunderstorm Thursday afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs pulling back into the upper 60s. With the upper level part of that system still to move through on Friday and Saturday, scattered showers will be around for the end of the work week and the beginning of the holiday weekend, with highs on Friday staying in the 60s and climbing to around 70 by Saturday afternoon. As this system swings on through, it looks like a drying trend for Sunday and Monday. So the latter stages of the holiday weekend looking great. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday afternoon in the mid-70s, and with high pressure and control on Memorial Day, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the mid to upper Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the central high plains. Dew points in the lower 60s will create moderate instability from the mid and upper Mississippi Valley eastward into the Ohio Valley today. Thunderstorms appear most likely to initiate by late afternoon near a surface trough in eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois. The instability, combined with wind shear of around 50 knots, will create supercells with hailstones of greater than 2 inches in diameter possible. As storm coverage increases late this afternoon, a transition to linear mode should occur as a forward-propagating wind-producing mesoscale convective system organizes across western parts of the slight risk area. This line of storms is expected to move eastward across northern Illinois, northern Indiana, reaching central Ohio by early to mid-evening. An enhanced wind damage threat will develop along this corridor. And in the high plains, supercells capable of producing large hail are expected to develop with sufficient instability and moderate wind shear in these locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and some fog at 28 degrees with a northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 37, 86% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, and Pecos, Presidio, and Russell, all in Texas, to a low of 24 at Bridgeport, California, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston partly sunny with a scattered shower possible in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature 54, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month 1.95 inches, which is 15 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 12.90 inches for the year, which is 37 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower toward morning and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of some late-day showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with showers likely Thursday and Friday, perhaps a thunderstorm staying in the 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers Saturday, near 70. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Sunday, and mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s on Memorial Day for Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.